This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. A lot to talk about today. Saquon Barkley, his chances at the NFL MVP, and the rushing record. We're going to do some math on the show today. Nick Sirianni will speak later. We'll carry it live. Ross Tucker, kiss the baby as we approach week 13 in the NFL. And an update on the Juan Soto sweepstakes, and I wish it was a different. We'll get to all that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, lumpy oatmeal is the best. I don't care what anybody says. Lumpy oatmeal. Taste the best.
So what are the other kinds of oatmeal?
Well, you know, some people like the oatmeal kind of runny.
Oh, okay. Lumpy versus runny.
Yeah, some people like it super runny. They like it soupy. I'm not a big fan of soupy oatmeal.
I'm with you, but you don't want it to congeal too much.
I like it when it's congealed.
Totally congealed?
Yeah, I like
well,
it when it's
freeze
right.
It, yeah.
You know, I like it when it's a lump. You never see me in the morning when we eat. It's like a clump. I put like a clump on my spoon. I like the clumpy oatmeal.
I have seen that. Yeah, all
yeah,
right. So
I like that clumpy oatmeal.
Little oatmeal talk to start the show. Let me give you something that's the opposite of oatmeal. That's really exciting. The 2024 Eagles. Hugh, this team is really good. I heard yesterday as I was driving home, it was the afternoon show, and I think Spike finally entered the realm where he's ready to talk about the Super Bowl. Now, we've been there for a while as
yeah,
a show.
Yeah, we've been there for weeks.
I mean, you started trying to get us there in the summer. It took me, like, I don't know, 8 weeks to get there, and then I started saying, yeah, this team could go to the Super Bowl, and I believe they're clearly one of the top two teams in the NFC right now, and it feels like we're on a collision course, the Eagles and the Lions, to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC. But, Hugh, as I hear everyone now saying Super Bowl or bust, Super Bowl expectations. We're eastbound and down. We're thinking about a trip to New Orleans. It has gotten me thinking about where we were at 2 years ago, because that team was pretty much from the start of the season until the end. They were the favorites in the NFC. They jumped out. They were the best team. And 2 years ago, I felt like the Eagles were on a path to the Super Bowl. It took me a little longer this year to get there. Now, I think we've all decided right now they're really good. We've all decided they have a real chance to make the Super Bowl. The question is, are you ready to say they're better than the team 2 years ago? And let's not let revisionist history get to us because they lost the Super Bowl. That team 2 years ago was outstanding. Mm-hmm. They really were a tremendous football team that dominated most weeks. They beat the crap out of bad teams.
Yeah, like they lumped some folks up.
They did. They were different, right? They were more of a they ran a lot, but they were more of a pass-first offense. Then they ran to put you away. This team is more of a run-first offense, and they beat you in a different way, but it's still really similar. They do a lot of things, a lot of the same people, same coach, same quarterback. So, Hugh Douglas, are you ready to say right now the 2024 Eagles are better than the team we saw 2 years ago that made the Super Bowl.
You know what? When we were talking about this morning, it took me a while to answer, but the more and more I think about it, I mean, I think my answer is easy, and I think it's yes. Because when I think about that team, I think about certain things that happened at the end of that season when people were talking about folks being outcast and how, you know, most of the guys that you have. Because if I think the backfield in that Super Bowl win was guys that were outcast from other teams.
Well, so
Miles Sanders,
Kenny Gainwell were the backs, yeah.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where – no, you're talking about – you know, I'm thinking about the wrong squad. Excuse me. I'm thinking about the other squad that actually won
the Super
Bowl.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the one 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it is. So let me get back on track here. Yeah, I do think it is still. I do think that is the case because Saquon Barkley is – man, I can't even – quantify what he means to this team, you know, and I've been thinking about that the last couple days.
I think everyone has.
And it's really like listening to what's being said about him, you know, thinking about his contribution, thinking about this MVP, this MVP talk and what he brings to the table. I know it sounded like hyperbole last night when I said it. I was on the show. We were doing the Players Lounge last night. And I said to Ike, I said, I think that Saquon Barkley is Eagles Hall of Famer right now. And he kind of looked at me and, you know, Ike's a deep thinker. And he was like, he didn't respond. But the more and more I think about it, I feel more conviction about saying that because of what his contribution has been in this year. It's something to be said about being on a team that has this kind of feel and this kind of camaraderie. That's like no other place in NFL. Just to give you a little bit of background on that, when I went to Jacksonville, when I took the money, that was the one thing that I missed more than anything else about this city was the camaraderie that we had on the field. I've seen a side of Saquon that, again, I don't watch too many Giants games, but I would venture to say that a lot of Giants fans haven't seen this side of Saquon.
Can I bring a word to the discussion?
What's that?
I see joy in him, the way he plays. And like he's like a kid again.
Yes. He looks like he's in college. And he's at Penn State and he's running like three yards in a cloud of dust or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks rejuvenated. And, you know, the big talk has been over the last couple of weeks, how many touches he's had. I don't see any signs of him slowing down. I know everybody's worried about next year and how running backs fall. Let's worry about next year. Let's ride this wave. Let's see how far we can get on this tank of gas.
So you're saying this year mostly because of Saquon is the difference?
I think so.
Okay.
Let's see how far we get on this tank of gas.
All right. So here's where I'm at. And I thought a lot about this morning before we got on the air because I have to be honest with you. If this question came up 5 weeks ago, I probably would have laughed at the idea. Like, because I don't think we should underrate the 2022 Eagles because they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, right? Like that team was incredible. That was a great football team that dominated the NFC all year. They dominated two playoff games to the tune of I think it was like 69-14. Like they left no doubt on the way to a Super Bowl. This team still has to do that. They still have to get there and check all those boxes we know the team 2 years ago did. But, Hugh, I am starting to consider it. My mind is moving towards that this team might be better. And I saw this stat yesterday. It blew me away. Through 11 games, 2022 Eagles versus 2024 Eagles. This team, the one we're currently watching, has a better scoring margin, has a better yardage margin, and a better explosive play margin. So more yards compared to the other team, more points compared to the other teams, more explosive play. Like it's statistically, this one looks better. But I'm going to put it this way. I'm not quite ready to say it. Maybe you guys will convince me. Maybe you'll convince me. I'm not sure where Kyle's going to come down. I'm not quite ready to say it for two reasons. They are better in the running game, clearly, right? Like Saquon is a different kind of beast than they had with Miles Sanders and they had with Kenny Gainwell 2 years ago. Even though it was a good running game, this is different. And Saquon gives it a different element. I also believe this year's defense across the board has better secondary players and better back seven players. You know, just better players in the back and against the pass.
Mm-hmm.
But man, Hugh, two things that I still am holding out on, and the BG injury does now affect it a little bit. That team 2 years ago was better at throwing the football, and they were better at getting to the quarterback. That's why I'm close, but I'm not quite there yet. I can't say it yet because I just thought the team 2 years ago was a better throwing team, and they got to the quarterback. 70 sacks is an incredible number.
It's nothing to sneeze at.
And this pass rush, although they've been effective, and Vic Fangio has schemed it up, and they've got it from a bunch of different guys and contributions, they haven't quite gotten there yet. They haven't quite. Now, look, I'm watching it. How about a guy that's been on both those teams? Darius Slay, he talked about this last week, 2022 versus 2024. He's one of those guys that was on that team. He's on this team. Here's what he thinks about which team is better.
Hey, last one for you. What's the difference between this year's Eagles team and the Eagles team that went to the Super Bowl?
I say this team is way a lot more, you know, balanced than the 2022 team because of the fact that, you know, if you are an Eagles player, the Eagles always been D-line driven. And, you know, the D-line really kind of, like, carries the team. They set the tone. I think this whole team here in 2024 is a team. The defense is a whole tone setter. That's instead of just, like, the D-line, even though we still command the D-line to set the tone because they are the front, but you can see it's kind of, like, more balanced. Not guys that sticking out with 15 sacks, 12 sacks, 13 sacks. You know, we had a year with at least 5-6 guys had over 10 sacks. So, you know, that's right now I think we got a guys that all contribute in a good way, and we all just playing together.
So Slay talking about the balance.
Sacks by committee.
Sacks by committee. It's different. If they beat the Ravens this week and they keep winning and they reel off 14, 15 wins, by the end of the season, I might say, you know what? They actually are better. I'm not ready to say it right now. 215-592-9494. Hugh's ready to say it today. This team is better than the team 2 years ago. I'm not there yet, although I see some evidence where we might be moving that direction. Kyle, where do you come down on this? 2022 versus 2024. Are you ready to say this team's better?
Joe, this is a growth moment for me. I think I'm ready.
Wow.
He said a growth moment.
I'm ready to say it. They're better than the 2022 team. It comes down to the defense for me. Like, I understand that they broke the sack record in that year in 2022. And that was a lot of fun. But, like, I just think what gets lost in the conversation about that year's defense is, we got to be honest, every time they faced a good quarterback, they got diced up. Like, Dak Prescott carved them up. Patrick Mahomes carved them up. And they didn't really have too many other opportunities where they faced a good quarterback that year. They beat up on a lot of bad quarterbacks. This season, while they're not doing the sack thing, the strength of the team is the back seven. And that's why I feel like they're going to be able to withstand the loss of Brandon Graham more than I think it's being led on. And, like, they're taking it to these good teams. They're also blowing teams out. So it really comes down to the defense for me and the offense. I know we had a better passing game that year, but I think what we're not talking about is that this offense has the experience of that year. They have the experience of last season and how that ended. I just think this team's more equipped to go on a deep postseason run and face the really good competition than that 2022 team was. I'm ready to say it.
They might be. I'm also comparing the schedules a little bit. I mean, we could be real about it. Both teams got to play some teams that weren't very good. That's kind of the route you do sometimes to win 12, 13, 14 games. But we'll see by the time this season ends how many wins they have over playoff teams. I think they had wins over four playoff teams, four or five, and tried to do the math in my head back in 2022. 215-592-9494. It's just, for me, Hugh, they are a better running team, right? And you can make a case their offensive line might be just as good, even though Kelsey's not here as it was 2 years ago, or similar. The one thing for me is that team got after the quarterback and threw the ball better than this team. This team is really good. It's just different.
Yeah. I just feel like with Saquon, like watching that game Sunday night, there was a conscious effort. With 8-man fronts, 9-man fronts sometimes.
5 on the front line there.
Yes.
They tried everything.
There was a conscious effort to stop the running game. I mean, like any team does. Like going into it, you say, hey, okay, we'll beat you up front. We're going to try to stop Saquon. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it to the tune of 250 yards, 300 all-purpose yards.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So much so that the conversation in one game has shifted from should he carry the ball? Like, he's getting too many carries. So damn it, just let him carry it as much as
he
wants.
Let him go break the rushing record.
That's how much it's changed.
Yeah.
Because he's the juggernaut right now. He's unstoppable. Like, there's nothing. This team had a whole shift the other night in everything that they did. They went out there and they played a physical game, so much so that I talked to Jordan Mailata last night. We were talking about off the air and on the air, about his matchup with Jared Verse and how much he respected him. And I was telling him that, you know, most people didn't see the battle that was going on because he was out there little boying cats. And Jared was the one that challenged him, and he respected him for that. But the bottom line is they were challenged across the board physically, and they imposed their will on the best defensive line that they're going to see, and they made them submit.
They did.
Right there on television. You don't know how powerful that is. Like, as a defensive lineman, the one thing that you never want to happen to you is to get beat up physically up front like that and have somebody score a rushing touchdown at the goal line on you. That's when you're supposed to bow your neck, and that's the one thing that most defensive linemen don't want to happen to them. They did both.
They did it all. I mean,
they did both.
It is a similarity between the two teams. I mean, they just beat the crap out of you up front. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say this year's team, 2024 Eagles, is better than 2022? It's a great team. I just keep thinking back 2 years ago, though. Like, you know, the one loss they had the first 2 months, right, was the Commanders game. That was in 2022. And that game, if my memory serves, Kyle, there was a weird fumble by Quez Watkins.
Yeah.
Like, they were this close to being undefeated with Jalen Hurts before he got hurt.
Like an interception off of Goddard's foot, too.
Yeah,
it was so weird, yeah.
Like, and then they were 13. They were 13-1 when Hurts got hurt, yeah. And then they lost two in a row without him.
They dominated.
They dominated. Like, yeah. They were this close to being undefeated in heading into Week 15 when Hurts got hurt. Like, that team was great.
I remember. It's just, so, like, and I know I'm going to sound like I'm diminishing what that defense did.
And 70 sacks!
I know. But, like, that defense sort of had one formula, right? That was our offense got out to big leads, which you can say is a plus for the 2022 team. They jumped on you real quick. And that defense just pinned their ears back and started going after the quarterback. This defense can beat you in any way. Any way. I mean, our offense has been stuck in mud in first halves all season long, and it's the defense that's carrying them out of that. Like, I don't remember that being the case for the 2022 team. They didn't necessarily have to. But again, like, think about how you felt when you went up against a good offense or a good quarterback. You were like, I still don't know. And that's a weird thing to say about a team that racked up as many sacks as they did. And honestly, I think a lot has to do with the fact that we have Vic Fangio now, a more experienced coordinator who can change his game plan every single week for every quarterback. I just trust him more.
Well,
we have the defense more.
We have the real thing now, right? Like, we have the actual guy that created this defense.
We had the fake Fangio.
Yeah, we did. We had fake Fangio. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Are you ready? Well, it's a growth moment for all of us. And you don't have to be ready. I mean, you could be holding back. I'm not quite ready to go there.
Seems like you're ready. No, that might not be a good song.
No, not today. Not right now.
Not R. Kelly. Okay. That just, I forgot.
Yeah, walk that one back?
Yeah, walk that one back. I apologize for R. Kelly.
215-592-9494. Are you ready to say this year's team is better than the 2022 Eagles? Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy Turkey Tuesday, man.
It is a Turkey Tuesday. We're a lot of turkeys around here. What's up, Chris?
Yeah. Speaking of a turkey, your producer, man.
Total turkey.
You're bullying me right out the gate.
Total turkey, Kyle.
Kyle's an idiot. He's mean.
Yeah, he look mean.
Listen, guys, it's very clear. It's very evident to everybody except Joe, because I guess his glasses need to be adjusted or something.
Maybe I need new glasses. I mean, that could be. Maybe I'm not seeing it the right way. Go ahead.
They're definitely better in 2022, Joe. You guys touch on a few things. It's the balance. It's balance in so many aspects of the team. Balance on offense. We have the number one rushing offense in the NFL. We are number five in total offense in the NFL. And, yeah, the pass offense is probably like around 20, but that's simply because, again, we have the number one rush offense. And we're getting ahead. We're finishing games. We're closing it out. Not only that, when we need to, we could lean onto the you ready? The number one total defense in the NFL with the Eagles. I mean, defense matters. So they can shut games out. Like, the balance, I have never seen an Eagles team that looks this way, where any given day when you get in trouble, if the run starts to struggle, Jalen can unleash a couple bombs to AJ and AJ makes a play, or Smitty comes up and makes a one-handed touchdown in the end zone. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. So that's what's going on. Now, guys, my cause for concern is when we're talking about turkeys, right? I think Slay's cooked. Slay is no longer the number one cornerback on this team. I believe he is the number four cornerback on this team. Quinyon is by far ahead of him.
You guys wonder why I bully people.
I would say Cooper DeJean above him is playing better than him, and Rodgers is playing better than him.
I would take Quinyon and Cooper are better players right now. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Man, we're not about – listen.
But I need Slay out there more than I thought I would when the season started. I was ready to trade him.
We want to put Slay out the pasture.
Yeah, now, I will say this, Chris, and we hope he gets better quickly from the concussion.
Definitely.
That's because obviously that's not a joking matter. But he's got to be able to.
He was playing pretty good, man. He just got hurt.
But it just feels like we're in that realm of his career now, Chris, where every other play he's limping around.
Did we watch what happened to Isaiah Rodgers when Slay went out?
And Slay, like, man, to his credit,
he's having a really good season.
He had a really good season, man, and he stepped up to the plate and he was tackling. I know he got a lot of heat last year when people were talking about how he didn't want to tackle, man. He got hurt trying to tackle. He got hurt laying a hit. Now, he caught more than he gave, but he stuck his nose in there, man. You got to commend him for that. So he was balling.
I'm not saying he's not trying. I'm just saying
he cooked.
Father Time is catching up, and you've said this before. He'll give it his all, but his all now manifests in him being able to be his former self on 2 or 3 out of 10 plays. And then other than that, he's grabbing guys. He's getting pass interference.
Well, and he's banged up. I mean, I think it's a concern moving forward because they still need him. I'm not quite with you that he's totally not getting cooked out there.
No, he's not.
But he is off. Forget the concussion.
He goes
he's going
out every
on
now
and off the field.
Yeah, he's banged up all the time. And that's another thing for me. The depth on that team in 22 was incredible, right? Dickerson was a backup. Or not Dickerson. Juergens was a backup on that team on the offensive line. They had backups. Nakobe Dean was a backup. This thing is maybe more star driven. There's more stars on this team. They're not quite as deep. I mean, Hugh, I'm very curious how they get after the quarterback without Brandon Graham. I know he was in studio this morning. We're going to replay some of what he said to Joe and John, and he got emotional this morning as I think it's all kind of hitting Brandon Graham now that his season is over, and we'll see. Hopefully, if he wants to, he continues his career. But that team in 22 had a ton of depth. This team, that depth's going to be tested now. I mean, this pass rush without Brandon Graham, it's going to be tested. OG Wade's up. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG. What's up, buddy? What are you thinking on this today?
Great, great topic, man. I think that this team here is better than the 22 team. And reason being, as great as a defense that sack-wise that we said we had in 22 – no one is putting them up there with the great defenses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We never attempted to do that because it was really manufactured. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that we went up against a lot of bad quarterbacks, a lot of bad O-lines that was able to compile those type of stats. When you look at the team that we have today, this team is dominant up front on both sides of the ball. Whereas though, remember in 22, we had nobody getting double teamed on the defensive line. Now, Jalen Carter is being double-teamed on every play. That is so special to have a player like that demands that type of attention it's only going to open up for everything around him. So Jalen Carter is the key to this defense, but he's making everybody on the defense better.
Got that cricket.
Yeah, right now, plays going downhill. The linebackers we had then was catch linebackers. They wait for tackles to come to them, whereas though we are attacking the ball. And like I said, the OG Wade four-point system will win us every game. That's our O-line against anybody's D-line, our D-line against anybody's O-line. Our rushing game, we'll rush the ball more effectively than any team, and the quarterback turn the ball over the least. If you look at that, that's your winning formula, you know, because worst-case scenario, we'll go 2-2 there instead of 4-0. You know what I'm saying? I know we ain't losing the rushing game. I know we ain't losing that, you know, and I know we ain't losing the O-line battle. So I think this team here, man, is just – and collectively, Joe, there's no, like, everybody on this team, it's taking all of them to give us these wins right now, and they doing it very good. I was very skeptical about the defense until we played the Rams, and the Rams is better – team right now is better than any team we played in 22. And when we was able to do what we did to that defense and the Rams offense on Sunday night, that capped it for me.
Well, that was a big one. Well, you add that to what they did last week, and OG, we appreciate it, to a Commanders team that, although they're leaking oil, it's obviously, they have some talent there. I wouldn't go as far as to say that the Eagles just beat a team in the Rams better than any team they beat in 22. I mean, or played in 22. They did play the Cowboys on Christmas Eve that year. That Dallas team won 12 games. I mean, that was a challenging game.
I mean, it was a challenge. This team was challenging for this season,
yeah.
Especially when you talk about the front. You know, because I guess the rival front would probably be Tampa.
So far this season, within this season,
yeah,
I would agree with that.
It's unfortunate, but we have to start looking at this season for exactly what it is. Quarterback play around the league is kind of down.
Well, and this,
so we have to look at it from a different prism.
This happens a lot in the NFL, where you get to beat up on a lot of bad teams. Doesn't mean you're not good, right? But you don't really know until you see the few good ones there are out there.
Yeah.
And we just saw one with Stafford, obviously, and then we'll see one with the Ravens this coming week. 215-592-9494. All right, it's a growth moment for all of us. Let's see where you're at. Are you ready to say today, because we've all agreed now this is a Super Bowl contender. We've moved past our doubt on how good they are. This team's really, really good. Like, we got a tremendous Eagles team this year. Are you ready to say they're better than the team 2 years ago that made the Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. I'm not quite ready to go there. Hugh's there. Kyle had a growth moment. He went there today. Where do you come down?
Growth.
We'll get to all your phone calls here. The discussion on Saquon and his case for the NFL MVP. Plus, we have a prize to give away. We'll play some Hugh's Clues next on Sports Radio.